For much of the 90s and early 2000s, Buffalo was home to many commercial buildings with high vacancy rates. The 485A program was meant to help that. In 2002, the statute was interpreted to apply to conversions and adaptive reuse. Now, Assemblyman Sean Ryan says, it has morphed into a program that subsidizes brand new buildings.
This is not what was intended. There's a new building at 301 Ohio Street that was built on a piece of empty land. That land had been owned by the same developer for well over a decade. Well, now that developer will avoid paying $118,000 in city taxes for that property per year.
That developer is Ellicott Development. According to the PAI report, they have 16 exemptions worth $9.5 million. Ryan says these projects are largely being used to subsidize luxury housing.
The average apartment in the city of Buffalo rents for $799. The lowest rent we could find for a program that gets the taxpayer subsidy is $1,100 a month. That's the lowest rent. But guess what? That's 45% higher than the average fair market rent. And we all know that most of those apartments are renting for way more than $1,100.
The PAI has reported similar abuse of the law in Albany and Syracuse. So are these developers not in compliance, or is it a loophole? Ryan says it's in the eye of the creator to figure that one out.
But if you go back and look at the statute and what was originally intended and how it was originally applied, it's clear that municipalities across the state have widely opened the eligibility for this program. Things that should not be eligible are now eligible.
In total so far, developers have saved over $63 million in property taxes, money Ryan says that is being taken directly from the residents of Buffalo. Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.